Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Paul and Jor and DJ on 15 minutes early. Welcome to the show. Thank you to all the Twins listeners for hanging in there.
That's right. We're on early today because the game ended a little bit early, right? So we're kind of taking over the Chad Hartman airwaves.
Yeah.
Do we have to do things like...
We're seizing control.
Overrated, underrated. We have to play the Chad games. Should we do that?
We should. We could, but...
I'm just avoiding the inevitable, my friend. You know that.
Well, and yeah, I mean, you are making news, breaking news in a way that nobody wants to make news and break news.
Yeah.
And my heart is heavy. I think a lot of hearts are heavy today. And yet I am somehow mysteriously optimistic that everything's going to work out, Jor. But I know.
So, yeah, I won't be so cryptic anymore. We're live on the air, and I'm putting this on my Instagram at Jordana Verde because I have to post eventually. And I cannot believe for the second time in 2 years that I have to tell the listeners and everybody that I love online and everywhere that I once again have cancer. My leukemia has returned, and that is a shock to all of us, including my doctors and the transplant team at Mayo Clinic. And it was two Fridays ago, it was just a week and a half ago that I had posted, I had gotten an email from my doctor, Dr. Colt Williams at Mayo, that said, Jordana, your complete remission continues. Congratulations. We're waiting on results from the University of Seattle for your MRD. MRD is something called minimal residual disease. And when you get a bone marrow biopsy, and because I have been in remission from my leukemia for 16 months, I have maintenance for the next 17 months, and I do bone marrow biopsies every 3 months, which is, you know, they drill into your hip, into your bone marrow, they extract the bone marrow, they look at it under slides, and they see if they can find leukemia. Well, at the Mayo Clinic, under the slides in the blood, they didn't see any leukemia. Then they send it off to University of Washington in Seattle.
Right.
For this test called minimal residual disease, which is where they look at the blood at a molecular level.
Whoa.
Okay?
Okay.
So they really drill down into the blood. And this time, my results came back that I had 0.11% T cell ALL in the blood. So I'm now reading my own scans because I've been doing this for a year and a half. And I reached out to my doctor right away and I said, you know, Dr. Williams, this doesn't sound right. The result doesn't say no minimal residual disease. It says abnormality of 0.11%.
Oh, so you saw this even before you got the call from the Mayo Clinic.
I did. Yes. The dangers of reading your own scans. But better to know, right? Information is power. And we should have informed patients who know how to read their own scans. So do that. So yes, he called me and he said, Jor, I saw it too. I'm meeting with the team. I will call you as soon as I know anything. And then he said, because it's so small, meaning maybe that was 200 cancer cells in my body, you know, out of could be billions. He said, let's repeat the bone marrow biopsy. So last Friday when I was off, we went back to Mayo and we repeated the bone marrow biopsy. And this Monday, I got the report from Seattle that said you have 0.0036%
disease. Less?
Which is less. Yes, which is less. So I had the hope of the 0.05% false positive. I thought, oh, it's a false positive. Yeah. It's going down. It's going away. I'm the 0.05%. I'm it. I won the lottery. And Dr. Williams called and he said, well, Jor, actually, the fact that it is present, even just that teeny bit in both scans, means that your cancer has recurred, and we now go to bone marrow transplant. And it's what I didn't want to hear, but what I was expecting. You know, 0.05% of false positives is a very small percent, and, you know, we knew this could happen. I did 8 rounds of chemotherapy. My first round, I did a series called Hyper-CVAD. It was grueling and horrible, and then I was 16 months in remission. And most people like me who have leukemia recur. Most people recur with what I have, T-cell ALL. My doctor said the majority of people, certainly in my age group, I have a pediatric leukemia. Mostly it happens in kids, so it's rare for adults. He said, yeah, Jor, they recur in 2 years. So I was at 16 months. I thought, I'm going to do this. I'm going to beat it. I got this. And I wasn't feeling sick. I feel great. I had the most platelets I've had in 2 years.
Your hair's back.
My hair's back.
You look great.
I'm walking around the lake. I'm doing yoga. I'm doing all the things. Right. And he said, no, we have to treat you or else you die. So the treatment now, after I've done the 8 rounds of chemo, I don't go back to chemo. I go to bone marrow transplant. And all of you out there who have known someone who's gone through bone marrow transplant are just rolling your eyes and clutching your chest because that is not a fun thing. But that is where I am right now, and that is where I'm headed. So what happens now?
Why bone marrow? It's your current bone marrow is making the cancerous
Correct.
Blood, right?
Yes.
If you have somebody else's bone marrow, if you get the transfusion, mm-hmm. it sticks. And then you mentioned to be driving in the car today, you might have a different blood type.
Right. Bone marrow, I will get somebody else's complete bone marrow, my blood. Again, I don't know everything about bone marrow transplant, so I'm still learning, okay? But this, yes, I will get bone marrow from a donor, and that, I believe, could change my blood type. And then I will be making blood that's functional and doesn't make T-cell ALL, which is what my bone marrow seems to be wanting to make all the time. So I have the crappy blood that doesn't want to make proper cells. It only wants to make T cells, and we want different kind.
Right.
So what happens now? So now I will be readmitted to Mayo on Monday for a round of chemotherapy. This chemotherapy, my doctor assures me, is less grueling than my first induction round of Hyper-CVAD. That was my regimen, if any leukemia patients out there will be familiar with Hyper-CVAD. So I get admitted for about a week because I start chemotherapy again. I'll probably have 2 to 3 rounds of chemotherapy. And what they're trying to do is get me into remission again. Despite my 0.0036, we got to get rid of those 20, 30 cells that are in my bone marrow, in my blood, or not even in my blood yet, in my marrow, to get me into a complete remission. Once I'm in complete remission, which fingers crossed will hopefully be after my first round, but possibly the second, then I will be cleared for a bone marrow transplant. And then that is quite a process. You are admitted to the hospital for, I believe it's a month.
In Mayo. Isolation. It's Mayo.
Yeah, I'm going to Mayo a month, and where they do radiation and more chemo and get you ready for your bone marrow transplant. And it's not like a transplant, like a liver transplant where they cut you open and they do that. It's literally an infusion. So you'd think, oh, that's not so bad. But it's my understanding that they basically completely dismantle your immune system and all immunities that you have. So they can build you back up again and have blood that doesn't make cancerous cells. So it is a grueling process. And those out there that are listening that have witnessed that, I get it. My cousin did this about 20 years ago. She is alive and well today, thank God. She had AML, which is a different kind of leukemia than I had. And it's not genetic and it's not the same. And none of my siblings or my cousins were matches for me.
But they found two, right? Two matches.
When I first was admitted to the hospital, they thought I was going to have to go to bone marrow when I was first diagnosed in 2020, in October of 2020. So they reached out to the National Bone Marrow Registry for Be the Match. Go on Be the Match right now. Become a donor. Do that. And they found me a match. I have a 10 out of 10 match for me. My doctor told me that there was a man in Germany that is a 10 out of 10 match for me. That's the most you can get. I don't know any men in Germany, so if he ever agrees when I am alive and well in a few years from now, I would love to meet that person. But today I spoke with the bone marrow team at Mayo, and they told me that I have two matches. Now, this is so lucky. They couldn't tell me where they were from, but this is so lucky that I have two people that are 10 out of 10 matches for me. So what happens now? The team at Mayo reaches out to these people and says, are you willing and are you able to still donate your marrow to a person in Minnesota? And they have to agree, and then they have to go through a series of tests that means they're healthy enough. Usually it's young men. If you're over 40, you can't donate marrow, so I appreciate all the friends out there that want to get on the list. They need young men. So college-age men, if you own one of those, if you are one of those, go to Be the Match, get on the list. They need young men. So hopefully these people will respond very soon and say, yes, I'm willing. And then we start the process. I still have to do the few rounds, get into remission, completely dismantle my immune system, get admitted before that. So it will be a few months before I go to bone marrow transplant.
And then once you get the bone marrow transplant, you're kind of in a bubble, right, for 30 days?
Yes. That's real isolation because your greatest risk is infection. So as I put on my Caring Bridge today, if I have dinner plans with you in the next few months or we were going to take a trip together, yeah. I'm going to have to cancel that. So Mark and I will have to move to Rochester for a few months. And eventually you can be released, but you have to go every day to the hospital because it's transfusion heavy. I'll need a lot of transfusions, a lot of blood products, and they'll need to monitor me because infection is a great risk.
It's a gut punch for me. As one of your best friends, mm-hmm. as your partner, I'm still in shock.
Yeah, me too.
And I can't imagine how you feel. I know all your friends are in shock. We have the best healthcare on the planet.
We do.
And you're in very good hands, and your spirit is strong. And if I get one damn thing right in my career, the most important prediction I ever made, you're going to get through this.
I like that.
You're going to have rough days. You're going to have brutal days.
I like that.
But your strong spirit will see you through, Jura. I have no doubt. You're going to come out the other end.
We can talk more about it after the break, too.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.